Reishain Aleph Sivov. Im Gomas und Dossai, Vikilish Hayoim, Koidin Shabirach Birchas Hamazon. The person was eating on Friday afternoon, and he finishes his meal, and suddenly sees it's dark outside. So, Mavarach Birchas Hamazon Alakois, Reishain, he makes first Birchas Hamazon Alakois of wine. In other words, he has a cup of wine for the Birchas Hamazon. Vachachachachim Akidish Hayoim, Alakois Shaini. Then he takes another cup, and he uses that for Kiddush. You shouldn't put them both in the same cup because they're two different mitzvahs that are not connected to one another. And there's a concept called Ein Ois Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. You don't bunch together mitzvahs. So once again, he says Birchas Hamazon, Halakos, and then afterwards takes another cup for Kiddush. So Chalhatzke Shal Shabbos Birchas Hamazon, Avishim Mavor Koydim Kiddush. Another Kiddush over here is that you say the Ritzei in Birchas Hamazon because since at the time that he made the Bracha, it's night, you. I'm supposed to say Ritzei, but if you forgot to say Ritzei, the Mishnah says you don't have to say it over because that wasn't the Suda of Shabbos. Ramah says, Yishoyim Nim, Teinu Matzke Shul Shabbos, Dazlina Basa Trilas HaSuda. Others say that you don't say Ritzei because the Maisa ate the whole meal when it was during the day. V'chein Ike, so the Maisa, you're passing that if you ate your whole meal in the daytime, you're just benching at night, and you don't say Ritzei, even though you're benching on Shabbos. V'yish Machlekes, says the Ramah, is a disagreement. Im Yita Mikoy Shel Birchas Hamazon Koydim Shikadish. There's a discussion, since we said that in this situation you have two cups, one for Birchas Hamazon, one for Kiddush, do you drink from both of them, or do you drink from the Birchas Hamazon before you make the Kiddush? Gam, there's another Machlekes, Imtzorach Lechel Me'at Acha Kiddush Kedei She'eh Kiddush Makom Suda. In other words, we know there's a concept that every Kiddush has to be connected to a Suda. So one opinion says the Suda had to be beforehand was a weekday Suda, so that's not good for the Kiddush Makom Suda. The Rambam says no, as long as it is connected to a Suda, even though it's a Suda you had beforehand, that's good enough. It says the Mechave, Yeshemim, Da'af, Begoma, Sudosa, Einu, Mevarach, Birchas Hamazon, Tchila, and the Poris Ma'akum, Mekadosh, Mevarach, Hamoitzi, Vechol Ma'at, Ve'achkar, Mevarach, Birchas Hamoitzi. Others say, you know, if he planned to finish his Suda, then he realizes it's nightfall, he should not bench. He should cover up the bread on the table and make Kiddush and say Hamoitzi, because the fact that he had to make the Kiddush now requires him to make a new Hamoitzi, and then he eats a little bit from that Hamoitzi, and then he makes Birchas Hamazon. That Ma'at, by the way, Shabruah says, is a Kezayis, so that it should be considered Kiddush Makom Suda. The Ramah says, V'hochi Nogi L'hoitzi es Nashu Miklukdas Svar Rishayna. Avoid the machlokes involved in the previous shita of how to drink the wine. That's the way we do it. So once again, if a person was eating on Erev Shabbos and he ended his meal at night, so he should not bench. He should cover up the bread, make kiddush, a moitzi, eat a kazayis, and then bench.